Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that his lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
Another tough week on Wall Street. This was the largest interest rate increase from the Fed since 1994. And this was due mainly to last Friday's CPI report, where inflation continues to be a problem. I know it was a tough week. The Dow Jones for the week was off 4.8%. Year to date, we're off almost 18%. S&P 500 down 5.8%. Year to date, off almost 23%. NASDAQ off 4.8%. Year to date, off 27.5%. 10-year Treasury, 3.23%. Oil was down this week, 9.8%, to settle in at 44.7% up for the year. And bonds are down 11.3% for the year to date as well, down about 0.9% for the week. So overall, another tough week. Not a lot of places to hide. A lot of people are concerned. I understand. And let me go through what's going on and what we're looking for as you start to evaluate what you might want to be doing right now. So this past week, it all started last Friday. The Consumer Price Index report, which measures inflation, was just ugly. And that's it. We were expecting to see it start to get less ugly. And it was more ugly. So the market didn't like it. And this week, as Monday started to roll around, there's indications we watch about what the Fed's going to do. And so the first part of the week, many numerous sources in the media, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, CNBC, Goldman, JP Morgan, were all saying that the Fed was going to hike 75 basis points on Wednesday because of what happened the previous Friday with the CPI. Now, keep in mind, the statistics a week ago were 96% of a 50 basis point rise. And so, okay, 75 is another 25 basis points. That's really a big deal. Well, it wasn't that. It was just how the percentage changed so quickly from Monday through Tuesday night, where it went from a 50 basis point hike to a 96% chance that they're going to do a 75% or 75 basis point hike. And that was the biggest single rate hike we've seen since 1994. And the market just didn't like it. That was it. And again, this is part of what I'll talk about here, looking for a bottom. I've said this over and over again, is that this is going to be a very volatile year. There is going to be a lot of downward. We've talked about the numbers you need to pay attention to on the S&P 500, the support levels, and if they fracture with any sort of news, you know, the easiest path is down. So that's what's going on. That's what's happened so far this past week. I know it was tough. I sympathize. But again, let's examine what's going on. So inflation is becoming a bigger problem. And the Fed is showing that they're not going to tolerate that. And so what they do is they raise rates because that's what they can do to try and slow the market down. So when we use history as a guide, the worst case scenario for stocks is a repeat of the inflation that was entrenched during what was known as the lost decade in stocks from 1973 to 1980. Not more aggressive rate hikes. It was the other way around. It's inflation. So the lack of seeing a peak in the CPI combined with the increased inflation expectations. Remember, I talk about the University of Michigan. We look at that report a lot, and that report has continually been above 3%. And we saw that last Friday as well from the University of Michigan, particularly on the five-year inflationary number. So that's not a positive for stocks. And in the short term, that's why the market's reacting, because it's looking out longer term saying, well, we're not really getting rid of inflation. And so I don't want you to be surprised if you read a lot about the Fed's inflation, we'll call it credibility, over the next few weeks, because the idea that investors believe the Fed will break inflation is pretty high. And the Fed has to maintain their credibility if we're going to avoid a 1970s style lasting stagflation, which would be the worst case scenario for stocks. So what are we looking for? What are the three keys to a bottom actually being reached? They're quite simple. There's three events that need to happen before I will confidently say that we've seen the bottom for stocks. So I'm saying we haven't seen that yet. The key to the bottom, number one, is China. Chinese lockdowns have to ease, and we have to see growth recover. We're still not seeing that. We're still seeing risk over there of lockdowns. The Chinese economy has partially reopened, and there is activity, more that so than a month ago, but we're still on a very slow road back to normal. And this is the world's second largest economy. So a partially opening, operating Chinese economy with the constant threat of additional lockdowns is just not enough to sustain any sort of a meaningful rally in the U.S. stock market. So that's one of the three keys we need to see open. The next is we need to see the Fed change their hawkish rhetoric. This past Wednesday, hawkish. You know, they raise rates more so than they ever have since 1994. 75 basis points, one shot. I remember when I started back in the business back in late 93. I remember 94. It was a tough year. The Fed just kept raising rates over and over and over again. And so we just saw that happen Wednesday. And so if the CPI can get down near, say, 5%, I'd love to see 3%. If we can get down to 5, hopefully that's going to make the Fed back off this hawkish rhetoric, back off doing what they're doing. And that will help create a sustainable bottom for my second key to be reached for a bottom in the stock market. The key to number three to a bottom is the geopolitical tensions decline. How we're going to know that is oil and other commodities will start to come down to pre-war, pre-Ukraine-Russia war prices. And until that changes, just again, we haven't reached that bottom. So there's been no progress there, as you know. We saw this past week, like I just mentioned, oil's come down roughly 9.8% to 108.8 a barrel, but still the commodity's high. And you add that to other commodities as well that increase costs, increase prices, and you've got what you call ugly inflation. So we need to get a handle of that. We need to wrestle with that. We need to take care of it. There still are some bright spots in the overall economy. It is still healthy when it comes to labor. It is still relatively healthy when it comes to corporate earnings, but that could change with higher costs. And credit spreads are still pretty good. There's no stress, really. There's no widening happening right now. And that's also a good indication. But the consumer, the sentiment has started to sour. And as you know, the consumer usually helps any sort of a meaningful rally. So where are we hiding out? What do you need to be doing? Well, first of all, look, if this week created any sort of angst for you, uncertainty, you just weren't feeling good, you don't like what you were seeing in your portfolio, then you really need to get a checkup. I say this all the time. You need to call us. You need to take advantage of our portfolio MRI, where we can look at your portfolio and help you create different buckets of income, growth, and investments over time. You have to break them up into pieces. And so some of the areas we're looking at for a tactical allocation right now would be utilities, consumer staples, healthcare, low volatility U.S. stocks. I'll continue to talk about value. I've been talking about value since last December. Those have done, again, everything's down, but overall those have relatively performed fairly well. So again, the time right now is to get a checkup, make sure you're in a good position, and just hang tight.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.